Greetings, fellow historians. This is Rich Berglund for the Hampton Bays Historical Society. The 1869 arrival of the Long Island Railroad was pivotal to the prosperity of hotels and boarding houses in the Hampton Bays area, where mostly small cottages, usually owned by locals, once sufficed to house out-of-town visitors. Outside investors now began construction of dozens of larger hotels and structures to satisfy the many wealthy families who desired to take advantage of the beauty and easy access of the East End. Turn-of-the-century advertisements in the Brooklyn Daily Eagle gave weekly rates at $3 to $10, with boating, fishing, and both still water and surf bathing available to guests. One ad touted the relative absence of mosquitoes and the lack of any active cases of malaria in the area. Dining preparations were often made easier by the creation of hotel gardens, which offered fresh produce merely an arm's length away, as well as the ample abundance of prized fish and game supplied by local fishermen and hunters. If you possess items of our rich local past that you would like to share or donate, call us at 728-0887 or visit our website at hbhps.org. And let's remember, shining a light on our past always makes for a brighter future.